Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome. This is, of course, Ask the Archangel. It is September the 3rd, 2019. We're, of course, very happy to have you all with us this evening, and we hope that you will enjoy and ask questions of our guests and just totally enjoy and relax. Now, of course, this evening the archangels have requested that the questions only be about the topic that they have presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit, of course, the entire group. They would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to ask questions. Of course, this will assist the archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us and that they feel is important tonight. Remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1. And that puts you in the queue so that you come up in the order that you have phoned in. Of course, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be up on our website within a couple of days. So, deep breath, please, and let's all assist Joan in bringing forth our guests for this evening, Archangel Michael.
Greetings. It is I, Michael. I am delighted to be with you this evening and have this discussion with you. These times, as you know, have been very exciting and auspicious times in the transitory process of resurrecting your consciousness, your body's consciousness, and also your multidimensional being. So tonight I would like to discuss with you that multiple part of you, that dimensional part that is not just one dimension. It is not third dimension, it is not fourth dimension, but you are now able, in the progression of this transformation that you have been undergoing for several years now, and you are beginning to step out of that third and fourth dimensional frequency range and begin to access fifth dimension. So let's talk about that a little bit this evening. I think it is important for you to recognize that you are in this multiple state of being, this multiple states of consciousness, and how they fluctuate and why they fluctuate. So the topic of this discussion this evening and any questions that you might have around it would be, how do I make a fifth dimensional state real in my life experience at this time? What limits me and what propels me continually into that stableness of fifth dimension? Now, all of you know, when you are stuck in that third dimensional sequence, time sequence, paradigm, if you will, that paradigm is based in fear and separation, as well as survival. fourth dimension, you begin to step out of that and you realize you have choice, that you are not victim of your circumstance. And this is where many of you find yourself, what state that you consistently find yourself in today. And also within that, when you make choices in your life, when you take charge of what you are going to think and what you are going to feel and become sovereign in your body over your thoughts and in your emotions, then you begin to shift into that fifth-dimensional time sequence. This paradigm is based in love and unity, which is very much misunderstood by many humans. The love of which I speak is not just an emotion, a warm, fuzzy feeling, someone that you care about deeply. The love in which I speak is an element. It is a creative element of Source. And you are being given this element when you can stably seat yourself in that fifth dimensional paradigm. You begin to use that element of love, which is a very powerful element. And you begin to create the unity that you have been seeking for a very long time. Also, within that paradigm, this unity is often confusing to many humans. And the confusion is that you think everyone is whole and in that oneness. We are all one. We have heard you say that many times. And this is true to a degree. But you have to understand, dear ones, that you are also very unique individual creations of Source energy. And you took on an embodiment at this time for specific purposes directed under your soul spirit. Because you are all unique, it doesn't make you separate. You are still united in love and in that unification as a human, as a divine being of light. But you are also very unique in the way in which you create in this life. So this evening, we thought it would be a very good topic to discuss, because I'm sure that many of you have questions about this, about what some of you know what limits you. Some of you are confused by that, and often you fall into that denser reality of that separation consciousness where you feel a victim of your circumstance. And none of this could be further from the truth when you let go of certain limiting belief systems. You begin to transcend those denser realities and move more into that fluid, beautiful energy of fifth dimension. And you begin, the more you take charge of your life, the more that stability of that dimensional time sequence becomes very, very stable in your life's experience. So let's have a discussion, and we invite you to ask questions in regards to this. I think it will be a very informative session. Let us begin.
Hello, you're on with Archangel Michael.
Hi, Archangel Michael. This is Maria.
Hello, Maria.
Hello. I will start off. You had said something just at the end that was very interesting when you said take charge of your life. And I seem to be a little bit in the opposite of that, whereas I'm definitely understanding very specifically what's in my best interest, what's being asked of me to move forward. And I've actually found myself to be what I think maybe might be too aggressive. It's sort of like I sort of get my marching orders and then I just sort of head that way and I start to forget about things like how I'm feeling and am I resting and that kind of thing, and then I push too hard. And so I wondered if you just had, if anybody else is experiencing that, and if you just have any insight into that.
Well, when you take on these more refined frequencies of light into your body is a third dimensional vehicle. And it requires, when you take on this kind of consciousness and you follow your soul's direction, your body begins to understand that it must follow your lead, your consciousness, that lead, and it follows it into that beautiful transition into a more finer frequency. This sometimes takes a toll on the energy of the body itself because it is of such a refined light frequency that is somewhat difficult to assimilate until you are able to integrate it more consistently in your life. So it's important that you do pay attention. Stay alert to what you're thinking and what you're feeling. These are important creative aspects of you. It's part of your mental, emotional component, which is has a very strong creative force in the way in which you manifest your life. So take time to rest when you pay attention when your body is weary, when your mind is weary, because of all the processing that goes on as you try to keep track of your thoughts and your emotions so that you know when you are on track. One of the most important things here, when you realize you have been given your marching orders, so to speak, is kindness to yourself. First and foremost, you have to take care of your body as it transitions. Mm-hmm. So allow yourself to rest, to take time for you, to nourish your body, and do some of the things that you enjoy in life. And as you are directed, also be kind to others around you. This is where that element of love comes in. That kindness, compassion, understanding. And this all applies to you as well as to others. So that would be my suggestion. Pay more attention to those thoughts and emotions. Mm-hmm. Pay attention. And take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely seeing that just because I get the message, the inspiration, the download, that this is the direction to head, I'm still operating at the speed of density is what it feels like, that the inspiration is high vibration and fast. and then
yes.
I'm in a body, which is very slow.
But you'd be surprised. The more that you pay attention and you take care of yourself as you're transitioning, the body's consciousness, which is the denser, is of a denser vibration, begins to follow your consciousness. And because of that, it is uplifted into a more refined frequency range.
Oh, okay.
So do you see that?
Yeah, I'm experiencing a body as being so dense. To me, it feels more dense than it ever has. As these inspirations come through.
Yes, of course, because they are of a very refined dimensional frequency range. So you have to train your body. You see, this ascension process is not just about your soul ascension or your ascension as a soul spirit, but it is about the ascension of the physical form, bringing it into that fifth dimensional vibration. Mm. And then from there into a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional vibration. Mm-hmm. So you have to begin to show the way to your body so that the body consciousness begins to follow your consciousness.
Oh.
Make that an intention every day.
Okay.
That you're going to take care of you and hold the very highest vibration that you can by paying attention to what triggers you, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, and then invite your body consciousness to follow you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would find in the past maybe that I would get short with somebody or impatient. And I'm catching myself like a child saying, no, be kind, be patient.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Oh, that really helps a lot. Great, thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Mm-hmm. You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Yes, hello. And thank you, Archangel Michael, for being here with us. What you just shared resonated so deeply with me because I feel that I am in this transitory state of going to a higher dimension. And ironically enough, I feel like the my body is trying to shed the hindrances at this particular time. And I have become so focused. I've never been this focused on taking charge of my life. And it is making such an impact on not just me, but those around me. And my question is, what can I do, what more can I do to assist not just myself, but others in raising the vibrational frequencies? Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, the first suggestion I would have is, it's a very subtle, easy way to begin. First of all, it's to be it. And that sounds really strange. Be it. Think about that. How can I be it? How can I be that fifth dimensional vibration of love and unity? Shine it forth. As you be it, and you allow your body consciousness to follow you into these refined frequencies, you know, within that, there's compassion, there's love, And there is sovereignty in that mental emotional body if you will cultivate it. So these are the things that you can do. First and foremost, you have to pay attention to you and what thoughts and what emotions do not serve you any longer. What belief systems were you given, were you taught, or that you yourself created in your life experience to feel safe, to survive? These may not serve you in this refined frequency. Think about that. Does my belief system now serve me? And what parts of that belief system, not all of it, but pieces and parts, may not serve you? If there is any hint of unworthiness, you need to discover where that got created and why you feel that way. Or if the opposite is true and you feel superior in any way, you are never superior to another being of light. You may have a different state of conscious awareness. You may not choose to react in the same way, or you may not choose certain activities that you know would never serve you or maintain that frequency of light. But feeling superior is of the fallen ego, which is yet to be transformed. So when you discover these things, then make adjustments so that light within your very soul spirit, as you were created by Prime Creator, can shine forth, ever beaming out that refined frequency of love. So this would be my suggestion.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Archangel Michael and Joan and John.
Hello.
It's a privilege to have this opportunity to speak. And I guess I would like maybe some information about if we're in the five-dimensional frequency range and or fluctuating from fourth to fifth to fourth to fifth, is there a moment of conscious realization when you're no longer going to be in fourth dimension? Is there like a platform that you can say, yes, now I know I'm in fifth dimension and this is where I will stay? And what would that feel like?
Well, you would have peace and harmony in your life experience, regardless of what is happening in the exterior world or who does what to who. You still have that compassion and that love shining forth. There's no judgment. Now, that's not to say that there isn't discernment about what environments that you choose to navigate. If you know that specific environment, whether it be social or it be some type of gathering, that put you in that lower dimensional energy, then of course you wouldn't navigate within those environments, those earthly environments. But the key signal here is that you realize that those exterior events are not you. They have nothing to do with you. However, that you, in your ability to maintain that refined frequency of love and unity, that you see clearly the frailties of humanity itself at these times. And you have compassion, but you still hold love in your heart for their journey. You do not try to rescue. It's more important to hold that frequency of light where there's no disruption whatsoever in any event, any conversation, any interaction that you might have. There's no triggering because you instantly know that you have a choice. I could react this way, or I could react this way, or I could just remove myself from that whole environment and remove myself in love, but not in a negative way of blaming, of judgment, name-calling. It's very easy to slip such a subtle little thing, such as watching an individual make choices that you yourself may not make and think, how stupid are you? That one thought drops your frequency immediately. The opposite of that would be, oh dear, poor dear. You have a little ways to go. I send you light in your journey. And when you can do that consistently, you are in fifth dimension.
Thank you so much for that description. That was very helpful.
Thank you for asking that question. It was a very good one.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're next up with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. My question is, I guess I'm feeling some lack of clarity around navigating relationships. There's some relationship, family-type relationships in my life that I have had to kind of step back from and step aside and kind of regather myself. And I feel confused about when it's the right time to kind of reconnect with people, or if it is. And I guess I'm doubting myself in that, am I respecting my boundaries? Am I doing what's right for me? Or am I in a state of avoidance or resistance? And I just want to do what's right for me, honestly. And I'm kind of confused. I don't want to perpetuate something. I don't want to be in a state of avoidance and kind of perpetuate that within myself. And I'm just confused about how to know when it's healthy to kind of reach out or reconnect with someone, if that makes sense.
Well, that's a very good question. And it takes a little contemplation on your part. And here again, we go back to your thoughts and your feelings. What are you feeling when you want to disengage from a relationship? You know, family relationships are very difficult because that programming comes through the genetic lineage of the body itself. And there are a lot of third-dimensional programs that run within a family unit. So they're constantly mirroring that lineage back to you. Whether that's your issue or not, it is very prevalent within family groups. So the first thing I would say to you is contemplate, is your avoidance or your withdrawal from that relationship because you feel threatened, or you feel you don't want to confront a long-standing issue that you might have with that family member. Confrontation is never comfortable. But when done properly within that element of love, it can be a creative force for change. So you have to really pay attention to what your thoughts and feelings are around it. And it is the avoidance so that you don't have to deal with the issue. Or, in fact, is it within that environment that you feel compromised, that you are not able to hold your light, that you cannot set your boundaries and feel peaceful and harmonious? And in that regard, you are right to set the boundary. I don't care to navigate in that kind of negativity. If there's a lot of arguing, if there are any type of programs going on that are addictive behavior, such as alcoholism, this is a big one in many families because it sets up such a frenetic energy within the environment that when you are no longer within that addictive behavior and you are of a different state of consciousness, that environment is very frenetic and it's very damaging to you because you cannot change it. The individuals involved are responsible for that. You are not. So this is one instance that, you know, this is a righteous boundary that you have to set for yourself because it is not in your best interest to continually put yourself in harm's way because it damages your self-worth, it damages your emotion, the choice and your ability to choose the emotions that continually refine your frequency of light. Now, that's not to say that as you move away from that environment that you can't send light for anyone involved to see differently, to send a frequency of love, wishing them well on their journey, not judging, but just seeing that they have a journey that is no longer your journey. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. you know, boundaries of respect include you as the individual setting a boundary because you respect yourself and you respect your energy field that you are creating, that you're co-creating. And also setting a boundary for others in love that is not going to damage you in any way. And so boundaries often are very helpful. It takes you out of judgment, takes you out of guilt, which is very damaging to you and your light frequency, by just setting a simple boundary. No, this is not all right with me. And it's perfectly all right at times to speak that. You're not name calling, you're not judging, but you're just saying, you know, this is not acceptable to me. This type of thing is very, very upsetting to me. So because of that, I just have to move away.
Hello, you're next with Archangel Michael. Hello. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have myself on mute. I double mute myself. I don't know why I do that. I'd like to ask another question as long as nobody else is stepping up. Yeah?
Of course.
Sure.
Of course.
I'm curious, and this is kind of, I'm curious about the concept of an earth angel, and then I'm curious about the souls that are on a call like this. Just the concept of, and I'm not really exactly sure how to put those two ideas together, but when somebody says, oh, you're an earth angel, is it really that you're an angel, or is it that you're just more a more advanced soul? And then I would assume that people on this call are a more advanced soul. So I'm just kind of wondering about those levels.
Well, an earth angel is a human creation. And most people, when they say that, mean that you have been influenced by the angelic realm, which was created by Source to reflect the perfection of divine creation. And so you most frequently, if you are considered to be an earth angel, operate in that love, the element of love, the kindness, respect, helpfulness. Now, far different than rescuing. Rescuing never serves either party.
Mm-hmm.
So, but being kind, being respectful, offering a suggestion, offering help, but not rescuing, that's what is meant by earth angel. An angel does not have a body type. It's a non-physical expression of Source, as that realm was created for specific purposes, just like the human was created for a specific creative process. So what was the other part of your... Oh, the people on the call.
Yeah.
There are various levels of consciousness in these gatherings. So you can't say one is more evolved than another. They're just in various states of their awakening process, of their ascension process. And they get involved in these conversations because of a brief teaching that takes place and a fact to bring it to the level of your everyday life, your everyday experience, so that it can be in that more refined vibratory level. That's what they are seeking, and that's what they get when they gather in such gatherings where various individuals ask questions. And you would be surprised the number of individuals that think, oh, I would have asked that question, or I'm so glad you asked that question because I was thinking the same thing. So there is a resonance as these groups gather, and they vary every time we have one of these sessions. So there's always a common ground that the moment the gathering starts, that there is a unification that takes place because they all have come for the same purpose, to receive the energetics that are given as well as the information.
Aha. And so it's not necessarily that any of us have been in more bodies. It's all just individual. I just sort of think that, like, if you're on this call, you've had many, 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 many bodies, and people who aren't as evolved have not had as many lifetimes.
Well, that's not totally true. It varies from individual to individual. Yeah. So, but the majority of those embodied on Earth today have been, shall we say, around the block a few times.
Yeah.
But it varies from individual to individual.
Okay, those are great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Michael. It's Mari here. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Hi. So when you opened the call, you were asking a bit about how do we keep 5D kind of real in our life. And so just in an effort to share and participate in the conversation, so what I'm noticing my challenge is as we become more embodied in this light and more a part of the Christ consciousness, like my knowing is very prominent. And I'm noticing that I know things that I don't know how I know them or why I know them, but I'm just emphatic that I know them and they're right. So what I find myself facing is that I just know things and I want to maybe help others or share something, and it's like I feel like I'm being kind of met with a lot of resistance. And how can I be more humble? How can I just want to help, but at the same time just kind of be more in the flow? I found it hard, and that it is definitely something that while it's a good trait, it's also, I guess, hindering me.
Well, it's just in learning. Ask yourself, if I was in that person's shoes, how would I receive what you are wanting to tell that person? Would they receive it as preaching? Mm-hmm. Or as judging, the best way to approach that would engage them in a conversation that kind of leads to a specific topic or a topic that you think they would benefit from. And then say, boy, I understand that. You know, I used to do that, or I've fallen into that same trap. And what I found helpful was, so if you can kind of relate it to your journey, or say, have you thought about this?
Okay.
You know, and then it gets them to thinking, and they may ask you a question. Then it's like talking to a child. You answer the specific question that they ask. Don't give too much information. Just a little. And if they want more information, they'll ask another question. And at that time, they may not ask a question at all. But it may be days, it may be weeks later, they'll say, you know, I was thinking the other day about what we were talking about. And you know, what about this? So this is what you have to do. You have to wait for the opportune time to spread your gems and in the way in which you spread them so they can be received.
Right, right. And sometimes it's just simple advice about, you know, how to sell your house, and it's like, oh, no, no, no. No, and I just have to really think about, just what you said and how
pushy I'm being. You know, I've had this experience, or I have a friend who had this experience. You know, that's always a good one. And because you are your own friend, you know. and this is what they found.
Right.
You know, so you're not directly saying you're wrong. It's this way. That sometimes is very offensive to people.
Yes. And this information, it's just like the more work we do, it's like you just kind of have knowing about things. And so I'm just dealing with that, and it's good, but it has to be kind of tapered down. So, okay.
So you know that you've kind of gotten into that more refined stage of fourth or fifth, beginning stages of fifth dimension, when you can do it in such a manner that you could relay your wisdom in such a manner that it's done with kindness.
Yeah.
It's done with love, and it's done very gently.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's
with wonderful. Consideration.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Earlier on the call, you spoke about taking charge of your life. And so I would like to know, what's the best way to determine when you've hit a nice balance between taking charge and allowing?
When there's no friction, when it's peaceful and it's calm, and you just know that you know all is right. So there's no stress, there's no tension, there's just this nice, calm flow. You're not rescuing, you're not saving, you're just filled with light and transmitting it on a very even keel. And it seems like all is right with your world. You aren't feeling victimized. You're not feeling judged. You're not feeling unworthy. Any of those things. So this is where you pay attention to what you're feeling and what you're thinking. But you'll know immediately because of the calmness that takes over your whole being.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's very helpful. Thank you. And then I just have one other question about, you speak about multidimensional beings. And is it possible that we are, that during our dream state, we experience our multidimensional self, like other lives that we're living in other dimensions?
Some people do. But that multidimensional state is just frequency ranges. And once you have been able to stabilize that fifth dimensional sequence, it isn't long before you start drawing information, energetics that help you further along the way from that sixth and seventh dimensions. So it starts with fifth dimension, really. The hardest step that you will make in your transition is out of that third, fourth dimension into the fifth. And once you can stabilize yourself in that dimensional frequency, that sixth and seventh dimension opens up to you. And it's not so much about what you consider past lives or past experiences, because those often are not helpful. They're only helpful if they're relevant to something that you're working through in this particular life experience. So when you can stabilize that fifth dimension within yourself, then you have access to the sixth and seventh, because they work together and they provide a profound, energetic, refined light frequency that helps you transition into a much more refined state of consciousness.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael.
Yes, Archangel Michael. Is it fair to say that when you're going into the next dimension, is mastering or working through your life lessons, the things that we came here to accomplish and to learn, as we do that more and more, does that propel us to higher dimensions? That's my question.
Of course, because you're able to hold more light within your soul spirit, within your spiritual body. And then eventually, you'll be able to hold that in your physical body. So it's about the frequency of light that you're being able to hold and maintain. So as you make very important decisions about what you will think and what you will feel and what you are going to create in your life and what you have changed, the direction in your life. You've dropped patterns that no longer serve you. You have gotten rid of archaic belief systems that don't serve you. Those propel you into a much different state of consciousness. And that in itself then sets the stage for you to begin to embody and integrate very refined states of light. And that will propel you into that multidimensional state eventually.
So would it be fair to say then that the things that we tend to struggle with and the densities that navigate our way through are possibly the life lessons that we need to learn and master?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hi, Archangel Michael. I was wondering if there's any specific energies coming in with the fall equinox. I'm really looking forward to fall, and I was just wondering maybe what the energetics hold with this new season.
Yes. It's a very important sequence, time sequence, in your evolvement because you are beginning to harvest all of the things that you have created during that summertime. You know, you can really equate that with the growing season on Earth of food and vegetables and that types of things. So when you begin to harvest the benefits of what you have changed in your life through teachings, through meditation, through prayer, through lots of different venues where you've gained resources and you've made very direct changes in your life. So then you begin to reap the benefits of that during the energies are very instrumental in during this fall time, fall equinox, that time of harvest. And then that transitions, those energetics propel you into the winter solstice where you go within and you assess and you receive and you are quiet and you rest. And then the cycle starts again with the spring, the planting of new seeds. So yes, each season is an indicative of your growth, your spiritual growth.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next up with Archangel Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is JoJo, and thank you, Archangel Michael and Joan and John. Appreciate all the help here tonight. It's been truly amazing. My question
Hello.
Well, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, my
what
phone.
What is your question?
Yeah, thank you. In terms of places to live that would be considered higher vibrational or peaceful or filled with ease on the planet right now, I'm curious about what could be passed along about that, because not just for me, but for plenty of my friends, even though we've moved recently in the last few years, there still feels the need, there's still a need to move to, I guess, places that feel more comfortable for us. And I look around online and stuff, and things seem appealing, but I don't get the direct yes or that intuition like, oh, that's the spot. because there's so many places to choose from. So,
well, you are absolutely right. And it's a very individual thing. What may resonate with your innate energy and support that 100% varies from individual to individual. So my suggestion to you would be to ask for guidance. And during your vacation time or your travels, visit some of these things that come up on your radar screen. And pay attention to the energy. Spend a few days and pay attention to the energy and the environment and the people that live in that environment. And get in touch with what that feels like in your body. So that's the first step. But ask for guidance from your guardian angels, from your guides, to direct you in ways that would be most helpful to you in your evolvement, to find the energetic space that would help you move into ease and comfort and peace and be sustained by your environment. This is a very important question and a very important thing to contemplate. If you do not feel comfortable in the environment in which you lived and you have moved on more than one occasion, then you're really searching for that place. Now, that said, it may not be the perfect ideal space, but there is something about that environment that draws you and that is comforting to you. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, that's great. And can I just add one thing to it?
Of course.
So in my studies over time, there's the idea that there are radiant zones on the planet, places where there is more light or there will be more light, gathered, concentrated, focused. So part of me is looking for one of those places or those places in general. Can you speak to that?
I most certainly can. First of all, you have to understand that as you evolve and you're drawn to certain places, like you're looking for the perfect spot that is a very radiant, powerful vortex. Now, that may not be something that would be comfortable for you at this particular time because the energetic field is very potent and it doesn't provide for you the nurturing that must come before you are able to move into that type of energetic environment that is very potent. Or you may well be, but as you discover where these vortexes are or these radiant positions in the earth are, and most often they are related to some sort of earth energy that is very potent and reflects a Christ consciousness of some type, is to visit that. Is it to, there are places on the earth that are so potent that some individuals have trouble sleeping or they have trouble finding a peaceful environment from which to explore their spiritual nature. So these things have to be taken in account. Just because one person may resonate with a very radiant, potent place, you may not feel the same about that particular place, but yours, where you resonate, is equally as potent, but it has a different energetic to it. It has a different type of elemental that is prevalent. So some resonate with more water environment, some more earthly environment, such as mountains, that type of thing, or forests. The trees are important to them. And some, the desert. So it's a very individual thing that where you have to be discerning, and you have to learn where your energy, what element your energy resonates with. That's the first thing. So if you resonate with the element of water, of course you'd want to be near water. If you resonate with the desert, you'd want to be more in a desert environment, because that energetic, that elemental is at work there, and you resonate with that. You have all the elements are within your body complex because you are part of that, of the earth. You see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You are
very, very helpful. Much appreciated. Have a great night. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We have time to take one more question, if there is a question.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Michael. I would like to ask you to please speak a little bit more about the interrelation between the multiplicity of cells and dimension.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, I said I would like you to please address or speak a little bit more about our multiplicity of cells and the relation with dimensions.
The relationship between the cells of the body?
Multiplicity of cells. You talked about how we have multiple cells,
C-E-L-L-E-S. Cells, C-E-L-L-S?
No, S-E-L-V, as in Victor, E-S.
Oh, multiplicity of cells. Yes, you do. yes. You have many aspects to the, yes, you are an individual of the divine, but you are also a unique expression, a creative expression. So when Source created you as a soul spirit, there was a divine purpose in your creation, and it is multi-layered. And in that layering, there is a human part of you. You have a human body type, which is a Christed body. It's a Christ consciousness. Now, that doesn't mean what some people think it means. It means there is a perfection within your consciousness of who you are as that divine essence. And the perfection in which you create that in certain life experiences as a human. Because your soul was created in that Christed template, the perfection. It was a perfection of creative resources. You are a creator in form. So because you are a creator, there are many different aspects to you in the way in which you create from lifetime to lifetime and the purpose of that particular lifetime. Some who are present now in the human form as Christed beings have come to clear part of a genetic lineage, because it's in the clearing of various lineages out of that old paradigm of third dimension that a better expression of the individuals taking on embodiments through that particular lineage program is upgraded substantially to a more perfected image of that Christed creator. So some of the patterning then gets removed by certain individuals in present iterations of a human form. So you may be one of those individuals. You may be an individual whose sole purpose was to just be the light. You know who you are, you're comfortable in that, and you are able to navigate through your life experience exhibiting that. So in that iteration, you are a transmitter. Some come into their soul purpose as a receiver of light. And then they are able to then also be a transmitter of that light. These are the ones that are teachers, that are guides, that are, and not necessarily just in the field of education, but they may be in business, to bring into the business world a more complete iteration of Christ consciousness, where there is honesty, respect, integrity. And there are those working very silently within that particular venue. Then there's those that work in the healthcare industry, and they are very special healers. So there are many iterations that occur in humans. Now, some individuals do not have just one purpose in a lifetime. They may have many different iterations at different sequences of that life, where they come in just as transmitters for a while, and then they become teachers, or they become leaders in how to apply Christ consciousness. They show the way. They're way showers. Many of you on this call are way showers. And so that has many different iterations. But in the end, it's all around this Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness was removed from planet Earth when it fell through the dimensions into third dimension. And it was only returned in 2011. it wasn't functioning completely, because that was up to the individual humans to begin to activate it by what they were bringing into the world of form, what they were creating, what they were changing, what they were altering. So there are many variations within this group on the call tonight, as within many parts of humans. And not all of you are just one thing. You are a multiple expression of creative energy, all revolving around the growth and transformation into Christ consciousness. Because you do, at some level, know you are a Christed being. And your prime desire is to fully express that, regardless of how many iterations get exhibited in your lifetime. Is that helpful?
Gary, thank you very, very much.
You are very welcome. That was a beautiful question. And with that, on that beautiful note, of all of you who have gathered this evening, beautiful Christed beings of light with significant iterations to help those humans still deep asleep to reawaken and see what you see. Thank you for joining me this evening. It has been a delightful conversation. So with that, we will close our meeting. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.
Blessings.